Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, no, I think this time period is amazing for like actually building a better relationship with the guys and, you know, going through the different workouts and things like that. You know, when you see your guy tired next to you and you know you're tired as well, but that's how you create that thick bond amongst each other.
Roquan Smith, all-pro tight end for the Ravens. That was back at OTAs, talking about trying to bond, develop chemistry, whatever it is, with his teammates here in 2025. And Roquan Smith, we know his track record of success is pretty strong going back to his college days at Georgia. He was the Buckus Award winner. Been an all-pro here for the Ravens twice. Was a standout for the Chicago Bears. One of the great trades that Eric DaCosta has made. He's been the anchor for this Ravens defense going back to the second half of 2022. But now trying to develop chemistry with others. And in particular, I guess, Vinny reestablishing it with Trenton Simpson, who started last year, then was demoted. And then the two guys that basically took his playing time, Chris Board and Malik Harrison, are now gone. So he's reinserted into the starting lineup with the expectations into his third season that he's going to have a pretty strong year three. He better.
Yeah, he needs to. He needs to come out and start out strong. The thing is like Simpson is kind of a new guy, you know, so developing chemistry, you're probably just trying to get him more confident and feeling good where I don't have to, you know, be coaching. I'm not paid to coach, you know, like Flacco kind of says.
Yeah.
You know, I'm paid to play my position and you're paid to do yours. I don't, you know, if I got to tell everybody what to do, then it affects me. And if it affects me, then that's not right. But then, you know, you got Hummel and you got Buchanan. You got two new guys in there, too, that he has to, you know, develop chemistry with. So it's kind of a revolving door inside there. But thing about it, Bob, he's there every day, every OTA. So all those guys have been there every day. So it's easier to develop that when you're with them every day.
And you make the good point about Simpson just getting the confidence back up. Because physical gifts, they're there.
No
for
doubt.
Him to succeed. And
especially now when you look at him. I mean, he's put on 10 pounds of muscle.
But adding the beef and, you know, bringing just the God-given attributes that he has as a player, what needs to get better? Why was he benched last year, and how does he prevent that happening in 2025?
I think Bob's biggest thing was he was playing with no confidence. He was thinking. And when you're thinking, you can't play fast. And he was not playing fast. He was catching and catching blocks. So he was kind of hurting them, really, because it was like playing with 10. And then once they got him out, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, you're playing with has-been dudes out there that are actually, you know, playing better than Simpson was playing. So he looks much more confident out there now when, you know, when you see him in the drills and when you see him in the team stuff and stuff, he's sliding and, you know, his read and react is 100 times quicker, whereas last year it was see, register, react. And if you got to do all that, you're late. And he's playing much faster right now.
Now with the Hummel special teams guy, if he's starting at inside linebacker, there's probably injuries or a lack of performance issue here, right?
Yes. Because, Bob, I mean, he's been that guy for the Rams. He's been an outstanding special teamer. I guess Buchanan, if either one is starting, if either one of those guys are starting, yeah, something's wrong with Simpson.
Yeah, maybe Josh Bynes is still available at this stage if they got to go that. They got to go that route again. But
player coach,
getting back to the linebackers on the bubble. Ajabo, Ham, you like Isaac's chances of making the team better than David Ajabo's?
Oh, the only reason I say that, Bob, is we really hadn't seen Isaac yet. He was basically redshirted last year, had the hammies the whole time. Whereas Ajabo, what, this is year four? And if he gets into the preseason games and the practices with the other teams and stuff, and he's still not winning and not being productive, then, yeah, then it's time to go.
Now, Roquan, getting back to him, 8 years in the league now. Believe it or not, he was drafted the same year that Lamar was, 2018, and we're still looking at a guy in the prime of his career. Any slippage?
Yeah, I think the slippage, Bob, is in pass coverage. At least it was this past year. You know, covering running backs out of the backfield and stuff was those quick, explosive guys. That was not easy for him. You know, if he just dropping into zones and things and reading, reacting, yeah, he can be fine with that. But his man coverage skills were not great last year. Maybe he was too heavy. Who knows? But I mean, Bob, he's out there every day, and you know, and he taking a million reps out there and stuff. So where he's at now, that might be the weight that he is where he plays.
NFL lunch here on this Monday. Let's get a phone call in here. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Reisterstown. It's Kai. Kai, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Always, my guys. And, Vinny, I know this late, but shout out to your son, Charlie, man. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I seen him on the news for that hockey thing. I meant to tell you that the last time I talked to you. But what's up? What's up, Haney?
Oh, I'm sitting here waiting on you. What do you got going on there, Kai? I hope all is well. Staying cool out there.
We're talking football. Ronald Darby. You know that was my guy, Vinny, last year. I talked about Darby. I couldn't understand. I didn't know why they didn't offer him a contract. Good player. But they, Armand Davis, to me, he's a disappointment, him and Ajabo. You can't make the club in the tub, and you know this guy going to get hurt, Vinny. He haven't played a full season yet. And then you talk about a guy like Trent Simpson, and you stole my thunder with the, he needs to play fast. That was one of my keys. I said he needs to play fast, and he couldn't get off blocks, Vinny, and he was over-pursuing. You know what I mean? If the guy running the ball in the backfield – He behind the play instead of being in front of the – so he's getting that. And Roquan, I didn't realize he was came in the league with Lamar. He seemed like he'd been in the league way longer than Lamar. But I like our team, man. I know it's on paper, and I get a little fired up around this time of the year. But offensively, I love our team. Defensively, I think Chuck Pagano going to help that secondary. And I just hope that our coaches don't outcoach themselves early. Let's get some wins early and just stack them up because it's a tough schedule, but we still got Lamar around the helm and we still got a great team. Now, moving on to boxing, Haney.
Nope.
Let me ask you this. Did you see Lorenzo Truck Simpson, Al Baltimore's own, up in Top Rank?
I did not.
He fought. He lost, and I was so disappointed because that's a fight that the guy he was fighting is a good fighter. He's up and coming. But I just thought that was his chance to get back on track because of his record and how things happened with the whole situation in camp. And then I want to get your opinion on why is Canelo ducking Benavidez. That's crazy, right? He's ducking him out, man. He's going all over the place with Bud, but he's ducking the Mexican mob, the monster, man. That's my thing. Why? What's and is he on? You think he's really on steroids?
Who?
because that whole camp, Canelo whole camp, you know, some of them got fell guilty for that steroid
thing. Well, he said it was the tainted meat, if I recall. After the Golovkin fight, I guess there was a steak that was a cow or a bull was eating a lot of steroids before Canelo housed him for a nice tasty dinner. Who knows? I mean, we just saw, what's the kid? Munguia, he tested positive twice for banned substances. I mean, Bud Crawford's going from 140 up to what, almost light heavyweight to fight Canelo. Of course, it's all about the dough. Hey, Manny Pacquiao used to be a flyweight, and he was fighting around a buck 54. Now he's coming back. Hey, Kai, thanks for the call. Got to hit a break. He's getting tight. He had fought 4 years, and he lost his last fight. All of a sudden, he's in the rankings, and he's fighting for a championship. Is there a sport that has bleeped itself more than boxing has because of greed and corrupt and all this nonsense? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. When we come back, American League East report. Orioles were in the Bronx, 3 games. First game was great. The other two, not so much. And for the weekend, not a great weekend for the division. Bottom of the hour, Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Talk about the NBA. Needless to say, a lot going on in the association.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.